But 5 o'clock came and then went. Uncle Vernon, perspiring slightly in his suit, opened the front door, peered up and down the street, then withdrew his head quickly. "They're late," he snarled at Harry. "I know," said Harry. "Maybe, the traffic's bad, or something." 10 past 5, then 5:15. Harry was starting to feel anxious himself now. At 1:30, he heard Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia conversing in terse mutters in the living room. "No consideration at all. We might have had an engagement. Maybe they think they'll get invited to dinner if they're late."
"Well, they most certainly won't be," said Uncle Vernon, and Harry heard him stand up and start pacing the living room.
"They'll take that boy and go. There'll be no hanging around. That's if they're coming at all. Probably mistaken the day. I dare say their kind don't set much store by punctuality. Either that or they drive some tin-pot car that's broken Harry jumped up. From the other side of the living room door came the sounds of the three Dursleys scrambling, panic-stricken, across the room. Next moment, Dudley came flying into the hall, looking terrified. "What happened?" said Harry. "What's the matter?" But Dudley didn't seem able to speak. Hands still clamped over his buttocks, he waddled as fast as he could into the kitchen. Harry hurried into the living room. Loud bangings and scrapings were coming from behind the Dursleys' boarded-up fireplace, which had a fake coal fire plugged in front of it. "What is it?" gasped Aunt Petunia, who had backed into the wall and was staring, terrified, toward the fire. "What is it, Vernon?" But they were left in doubt barely a second longer. Voices could be heard from inside the block fireplace.
"Ouch! Fred, no! Go back! Go back! There's been some kind of mistake! Tell George not to... Ouch! George, no! There's no room! Go back, quickly, and tell Ron!
Maybe Harry can hear us, Dad! Maybe he'll be able to let us out!" There was a loud hammering of fists on the boards behind the electric fire.
"Harry! Harry, can you hear us?"
The Dursleys rounded on Harry like a pair of angry wolverines.
"What is this?" growled Uncle Vernon. "What's going on?"
They've tried to get here by flu powder," said Harry, fighting a mad desire to laugh. "They can travel by fire, only you've blocked the fireplace. Hang on." He approached the fireplace and called through the boards.
"Mr. Weasley, can you hear me?"
The hammering stopped. Somebody inside the chimney piece said, "Shh."
"Mr. Weasley, it's Harry. The fireplace has been blocked up. You won't be able to get through there."
"Dem,"
said Mr. Weasley's voice.
"What on earth did they want to block up the fireplace for?"
"They've got an electric fire," Harry explained.
"Really?"
said Mr. Weasley's voice excitedly.
"Electric, you say? With a plug? Gracious, I must see that. Let's think. Ouch! Ron!"